Tonight's Big Brother Eviction Recap is sponsored by Beachbody On Demand. Go ahead and give Beachbody On Demand a try. Get a free trial membership when you text the word ROB to 303030. It's the only power app you need this summer to stream hundreds of great workouts for whatever your fitness goals are. Get that free trial membership of Beachbody On Demand when you text the word ROB to 303030. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's a guy who's doing a lot better than Rachel right now. I am Rob Sesternino. Everybody, welcome back. Eviction night number 5. And the hits, not like the Caitlin kind, keep on coming. Wow, what a eviction night and what a show we have for you tonight, because we could not be more excited to have somebody who's also known to make some great TV. Here he is, the winner of Big Brother 19 is here with us tonight, Josh Martinez. Josh, how are you?
What's up, guys? I am so hyped up right now. I don't even know if I'm going to let you guys get a word in, but my adrenaline is pumped. I'm ready to just go in on this season, so... let's do it.
Let's go.
I'm excited.
Would you say that Rachel played herself?
Rachel played herself. She's winning the title for BB20. She got the ultimate blindside. It just reminded me of when Jason got blindsided. Yeah, this is 100 times better.
Yes.
Rachel, I feel so bad. It was painful to watch. I literally was watching, like, cringing. Poor girl, man.
Yes, yes.
But she played herself.
She played herself. She played herself. All right. Here with us as well tonight, two crazy eviction nights in a row with Brent Wolgamott. Brent, how are you?
Rob, this just... it just had everything. It was amazing. And not only that, like, I mean, you had every ingredient. You had a great speech with blindsided house guests, a split vote, a shocked evictee. And then JC, like, you know, it was like the drama of it all when he was getting ready to vote. He was like, I really hate this, but I vote to evict. And I thought there was a slim chance that he might actually say Brett. But no, he said Rachel, and she's out the door 5-4. Played herself, is right.
Yeah, so many split votes, so much excitement. One of the most memorable interviews with Julie Chen that we ever saw, Angela's coming out party. So, so much to break down. Plus, we'll talk about what we might expect for the hacker twist as Taryn Armstrong's head exploded somewhere tonight, as we found out about a new twist coming to the game. We will speculate on that and take all of your questions for Josh. Get your questions in. Scott St. Pierre standing by. Hashtag RHAP on a very busy night here on Rob Has a Podcast. Josh, quick, give us the update. How have you been?
I've been good. Honestly, I've just been working. I was able to travel a lot after the show. It's all a dream come true, buddy. Even talking to you guys, it's just been the best experience of my life. And now I'm addicted, hooked. And at this point, I need to get medicated. I don't know, something, because I'm hooked on BB20. The feeds, the episodes. If I was a fan before, now I'm addicted, and it's like the worst thing.
Yeah.
But it's probably early on, but I'm going to say it right now. One of my favorite seasons of all time, and probably one of the best.
Yeah. I think that that is really fair and high praise, and it's been so much fun.
I'm sorry. I'll let you go, because I'm just going to
Go for it. Go for it.
5 blindsides. Valtair, I don't know what their name is. They still haven't caught on to Tyler. It's insane. It's just, it's so good. It's great TV. And I'm so happy that I'm watching now and not playing. And it's just the best season. Yeah. I don't know. I'm really excited on it, but it's one of the best seasons ever.
Brent, everything went according to the script tonight. How, you know, from early on in the week, 5-4, Rachel, it really never changed. Brett delivered that, his third crazy speech of the season, and he pulled it off to perfection. Everything went as it was supposed to.
Listen, I couldn't.
He really did.
Yeah, I'll let you go, Brett.
No, Josh. They hear from me all the time. Josh, go. Please talk. Yeah, go ahead.
This is the thing, Brett, as soon as Winston left, I started loving Brett. I couldn't stand the whole bro thing. It was too much of a character, says the guy that was screaming meatballs all season, but he really showed up. His speeches are what Big Brother is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Blow up the house, create chaos. Not everybody loves it, but guess what? At home, we're all loving it. And he is TV gold. He's awesome to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. He really is, Rob. Like, that's really, it's such a gift to be able to speak, you know,
the
coherently.
Gift that keeps on giving.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not easy to get up in front of your house guests on live television in front of, you know, 5, 10, 20 million people and say what you're going to say. And I know he went over this in the Have Not Room many times, but it's still another thing to pull it off. And this is the second time in a row he's pulled off something like that. And it is chaos, as you might imagine, in the house right now.
Yeah, well, you could see that, you know, and he had a lot of poise when he delivered it, but he must have been so nervous that he was, you know, sweating bullets. You could see his T-shirt has just these huge pit stains. And if, it, you know, if you're Rachel, you should have known something was up, that Brett seemed that nervous sitting there on the block waiting to deliver that speech. Can I give the speech one time just to reset it, because it was so great. Here it is.
You're up.
Thank you, Julie. Hey guys, I want to call out the elephant in the room. I know that I was Bailey's target this week. I also know that Rachel was her pawn. How do I know that? Rachel told me.
Uh-oh.
Why does it matter? Rachel also told me that Bailey has a power app. That power app gives her the ability to change the nominations next week.
There's also, like, there's one moment they do a close up on Rachel, and she, like, see, you know, a close up, like, on her throat, like this highly visible gulp.
With me being in the house as the biggest target, that'll make sure you guys are all safe when she uses that power. Now, why would Bailey tell Rachel this information? Well, that's because Rachel's actually the head of the All Girls Alliance called the Man-Eaters, besides Sam being in that alliance. So, fellas, keep in mind the fact that 3 out of the 4 guests that have left so far have been males. 5th target is also a male. So, when you go in there and cast your vote tonight, I want you to think about all that information. Thank you.
Yeah, she did not tell him that. You know what I was surprised about, Josh? That when Winston went and Brett stayed, there was such a big reaction from the house. That was when Rockstar flipped out. Tonight, everybody seemed pretty calm after this ended up happening.
Oh, hell no. They're shocked.
They're shocked, but they don't seem like we haven't had an explosion yet.
Why not? Because he said facts. He said the truth. You can't fight facts in that house. If somebody is calling you out on straight facts and gameplay, what are you going to hit them with? A personal shot? It's nothing. It doesn't mean anything in that game. He came with straight facts. The All Women's Alliance exposing Bailey. There's nothing you could do. It's literally the drop mic moment of the night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rob, I think there's two things happening here. The one, number one, Rachel just got the hell up and left, so there wasn't even time. Hugs and kisses or anything like that, which, you know, we all thought maybe there's a chance she might out level 6. Girl, please. She left in 5 seconds. Secondly,
that's the new move.
What Josh said is mostly true, because he did sprinkle in elements of truth. I mean, look, it's not true that Rachel was the head of the Girls Alliance.
Yeah.
That is a lie. Okay.
Yes.
That is a lie. And Rachel did not tell Brett about the power app. That is also a lie.
Way
Rachel
to target
told
her,
Angela.
Though.
Right. Rachel told, exactly. There was enough truth in it. There was enough confusion where people were like, well, I better keep my mouth shut because he is spilling some tea. And that's why I think they got away with murder tonight.
Yeah. And the other part of that where, now they're going to have a lot of confusion in terms of who voted for whom. And Josh, this is going to be the 5th week in a row that we're going to have these hinky votes and nobody's going to know who the real 5th vote for Rachel to go is going to be.
If they don't realize this week that Tyler and JC, that Tyler's a flip, I'm going to lose it. Like, how do you not realize that Tyler's a flip? When people are studying, last night I was on the feeds till like 2-3 in the morning. They were studying. Tyler wasn't in the room with you, homie. Mm-hmm. He's not on your side. Like, hello, light bulb. Like, the guy is playing you guys. So how do you not realize that he's not the vote? I don't get it. I feel like a lot of these people, I am so profile Tay. I'm rooting for them. The Hive, whatever their name is, not out. But it's so hard because I feel like a lot of them are casual. Like, if they were true fans, they would have caught up to his bullshit and his game a long time ago. I think if Swaggy was still in the house, he would have spotted Tyler out. Probably not, but there's no one in there on their side that really is. And I think Haley's a huge fan, but she's not onto his game either, and it sucks.
Yeah, I think
there's a couple problems. The problems are the fact that there's enough doubt on many people that it's causing them to doubt themselves. Faute, I'm talking about. Obviously, Scotty, he threw in that hinky vote for Swaggy while wearing the shirt, which, you know, really didn't sit well with people. Mm-hmm. Haley flirting with Brett. She does like Brett. And that really pissed off Fessy. Now, I'm sure, you know, Fessy's going to look at JC and Haley and go, I'll bet, you know, Haley, you're the one who flipped.
Fessy's a mess. I can't deal with Fessy. He's like, like it's The Bachelor with blindfold. Yeah.
Hold on. Now, Josh, Fessy says that he was your alternate for last season.
He was, yeah. I mean, I can't get in trouble for that because he said it.
Yeah.
So it was me or him, and I crushed it. I literally crushed it. He had no chance against me, but it was me or him. Yeah, that was very true.
Well, I mean, Fessy's always second fiddle.
Yeah, like people say he saved himself. He did, and it was my moment to be on the show. I don't know, but I'm happy that he at least made it on BB20.
Yeah, so he can have met Haley. Brett, but how funny was it when that Haley was in the hammock with Mr. Steal Your Girl, Brett?
Oh my God.
And because of that, then he went back in the house and he was pouté. And there's no better way that when a guy comes up and steals your girl, you go in the bathroom and then put your concealer on and go to bed, right?
I mean, like,
this is messed up.
I mean, I haven't got Fessy the entire time, but like, remember, this all started with a game of Never Have I Ever. That's where all of this consternation with Haley. And then it was exacerbated by her and him not talking a little bit. Then she sat in the hammock with Brett, and then Fessy wasn't talking to her for like a day. They would walk past each other and not say anything. So Rob, look, I'm with Josh. I'm rooting for Fauté too, because they are a mess. Like, the level six people are more boring, but they get things done.
They're boring, but they're loyal. They share information constantly. They're sitting there plotting every single hour. One of them is going to win, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be freaking Casey or Tyler. I'm going to call it right now. Mm-hmm. Like, it's either going to be Casey, Tyler, or Angela Hammock. It's going to be one of them. Because at this point, Fauté can't get their shit together. And it's freaking – Fessy thinks he's on The Bachelor. Haley's a young girl, but I don't see her – I'm rooting for her. I really want her to make it far. And she's one of my favorites on the show. But she doesn't have a good pulse. She doesn't have a good read on the house. She can't – I mean, she hasn't spotted Tyler's bullshit, and it's just so frustrating to root for them at this point. Yeah. Like, it's been 5 weeks. I'm going to give up at week six. Like, if they don't get it together, I'm done.
Well, this could be a rough week for them. We'll see, you know, how it's going to play out with Bailey's power app and what she can do with it now that it's been exposed. Brent, what do you think that based on, we know nothing right now except that Angela's the new HOH. Is this the week for Bailey to do the power app, even though people know that it's out there?
I think she has to. Number one, she doesn't know who voted for who. She doesn't know who's on her side. And I really think, and I know that they felt that like they had to do this, but I think Level 6 did themselves a disservice, because remember, Level 6 knew about the power. No one in Bailey's alliance knew that she had the power except
for Bailey over.
Yeah, they could have screwed her over by they would have played dumb and like, we don't know anything. And then they said, okay, we're going to lock in the nominations for Angela says, I'm going to lock in nominations for Scotty and Rockstar. I don't think Bailey uses her power. I think she tries to hold on to it, and then her face comes up on the memory wall, and she's screwed at that point because she can't change anything. That's the way they should have played it. But they're going a different direction now.
Yeah. So are you saying that they could have then nominated whoever they want and then say that Bailey changed the nominations, Brent?
No, I'm saying that they needed to fool Bailey into thinking that they were none the wiser so she wouldn't use her power and then covertly nominate her behind her back. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, once her face comes up on the memory wall, she can't change the nominate. Her power has to be used before nominations. Once she goes up on the block, you know, they have the votes to get her out this mm-hmm. week with four people with an HOH breaking a tie. She would be screwed if she doesn't win the veto.
Yeah.
If Bailey does not use the power this week, she might as well pack her bags and call it quits. Like, this is the week.
You're 100.
Your alliance is being targeted. Use it. Put mm-hmm. somebody on level six up, and that's it. I mean, it's out there, so there's not. What is she going to hide? There's nothing to hide. Yeah. Save your ass and your alliance.
Yeah. So, okay. So Angela's going to pick two people to go up. Doesn't matter who she's going to pick. So we think Bailey is going to use her power app. Put up two people from level six. She's basically in a situation there where then Fauté needs to win the veto to prevent Bailey from going up as the replacement nomination, which sets up a very interesting dynamic going into this week.
Yeah.
Well, two things. Yeah, it is very interesting. Number one, they need to win the veto to lock in the nomination so that level six can't change them back. Number two, Bailey has to get it right in the first place. She has to nominate the right two people. I could see her nominating Scotty with this power. I mean, like, they've been laying it on very thick this week about Brett and Tyler, but Brett's been hanging out with Scotty. I mean, she may not believe Scotty at this point. She may believe Angela. Hell if I know what's going on.
No,
I mean,
and the
Bailey's
the worst...
actually. Go ahead, Josh. Go ahead. Yeah.
And the worst part, sorry, I'm just so excited. The worst part is that she trusts Tyler. Why do you trust Tyler?
I love you, she said to him.
I'm like, what? So, of course, Tyler's going to be in her ear all week working her. And he's going to make it, I'm 80% sure he's going to make it work to his advantage. You get me? Like, oh my God.
Well, I'm Josh, let me ask you then, because a lot of people last summer would watch the show and say, oh, why does everybody trust Paul? Why does why is he always getting what he wants? Can you sort of explain, you know, from somebody who was there, why somebody might be so in with everybody and nobody can put it together?
Okay. I'm not going to talk based on my house guests. I'm going to talk strategically on my game and why I chose to stick by Paul. One reason was from early on, if I didn't make storyline and they didn't show what I spoke about in the DR, I can't control that. But from early on, I saw that he had control of the numbers. I saw how everybody was a fan of Paul. So I stuck to Paul and Christmas, but they were also the only ones that looked out for me. Mm-hmm. We both looked out for each other, but I knew that Paul had the control of the numbers, but he wasn't targeting me. If anything, he was protecting me because, yeah, he would beat me in the end. But being in that house, of course, everybody wants to see that shot being made. As a fan, I wanted somebody to take a shot at Paul. Love the kid, we're best friends. But I wanted to see that shot being taken. But if I would have taken that shot at Paul, I would have been next. You get me? They would have came after me next. And I wouldn't beat Jason and Alex. So I had to shut my mouth, hold my cards closed, and play my cards right. And by the time we made it to jury, nobody was going against him. Everybody was under his spell. And it was frustrating. It really was. But if I would have voiced it, I would have been clipped. And I was going for 500K. I wasn't going to, you know, make the biggest move on Big Brother. Sorry, I didn't take it. But I had to work it from a different angle. Because at that point, everyone was under Paul's spell. And he played. I don't care what nobody says. Shout out to my boy. He will forever go down as one of the greatest players. Hands down. He proved it on two seasons.
Josh, do you see other people in this house right now looking at Tyler the same way? Where, okay, well, I know that Tyler has a lot of power. I'm going to just, work with him to the end, and then I'll be able to beat him. That a lot of people are thinking the same way that you thought about Paul.
I think the only person that's thinking like that is JC. I think JC's thinking, all right, we're working the house. He's in with a lot of people. So am I. They're playing the middle. They're in. If you're able to walk into a room and nobody switches the topic, you're in a good spot. JC and Tyler are in a really good spot. And I think that JC's the only one that would clip Tyler. But no, I think that everybody thinks that he's this naive person. And like, Tyler's good. He's a persuasive person and he's a great liar. My thing was like, I'm not trying. I mean, people can believe what they want, but this is the truth. I was very onto Paul's game, but when so many people are fooled, and like I said before, when so many people are fooled, and this guy, it was great to watch. I'm not going to lie. It was crazy to watch. Like, at one point, I'm like, this is insanity. Like, how are we not realizing? But when you have so many, you have such control, and you're and so many people, you know, have your back, then I don't know. It's just crazy. I don't see it being in the same situation because I think that JC would clip Tyler, but I see everyone being fooled by. I see everyone being fooled. I mean, Sam, like, I'll vote the way you want me to. What? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I rambled, but I'm just like mind-boggled.
Yeah, no, I get it. I share your frustration with Sam as well. Rob, I think you called it a couple weeks ago. It's his disposition. It's that surfer, blonde boy.
Yes. Like, wait, what? Oh, man. Yeah, well, this is crazy.
Yeah, and then not only that, but he has the ability to go to people and say, you know what, I don't want to go up on the block, but if you're going to use me as a pawn, you know, I mean, just let me know. I mean, I'm willing to work with you. But of course, they don't know he has that power. So he's able to be very agreeable with people and to talk with them in a way that makes them feel comfortable. And then, you know what? I mean, I know Bailey's going to be questioning everybody after this vote. Likely, you know, she's going to look at Tyler and go, well, he did what he said he was going to do. He won the veto for me. If he didn't win, Brett was going to pull himself down. And then he froze the nominations in place. So, like, in some ways, she's going to look at Tyler going, well, he did what he was supposed to this week. How can I doubt him? Obviously, she should.
I want to talk about Rachel and her goodbye, her exit from the house and her interview with Julie, because I really thought that Julie was kind of rough with Rachel this week. It's almost as if Julie is in I don't give an F mode right now, because she really I thought that she did not have a lot of bedside manner with Rachel tonight, Josh.
I completely agree. I think that Julie's also a fan of the show, and I've met her a couple times and I love her, but I think that she was frustrated. Like, you still can't put it together that, like, you got blindsided by your people. Rachel was still sitting there and she didn't know, and then she put it together. But, like, Julie was feeding it to her, you know? So it was the most painful eviction that I have ever watched.
Yeah. Brent, she made her go through everybody that voted for her.
Well, you name them. Who's in your alliance?
Yeah, tell me.
Tyler.
Yes.
Angela.
Yes.
Casey.
Yes.
Yes.
Tyler, Angela, Casey.
Who are the two other votes that you think voted to evict you?
Julie's a savage.
Yeah, she was really rough tonight. And that was only Rachel was so upset. She was devastated. She was devastated. I rarely have seen a house guest that is at a loss for words. That Rachel was stunned.
I mean, yeah, she was stunned. I mean, like, look, as you can hear in that clip, it's slowly setting in her mind that, you know, when she says Tyler, yes, Casey, yes, Angela, yes. She's like, and then she took a second and was like, Tyler, Casey, Angela. It all comes crashing down. Well, she was worried about her alliance and Brett this week. They didn't give a damn about her. That's what's setting in her mind right then. It was really heartbreaking
to
watch.
Winston.
And honestly, it's so infuriating to me. And I know why Julie was upset, because Rachel was in on it to evict Winston. His entire alliance turned against him. That's why Winston was evicted. And Rachel was in on that plan. She watched it happen right in front of her eyes, and she aided and abetted it. Then she played like hell this week. She knows she played bad. She moved forward into the end of the week saying, am I okay? Everyone's telling her, yes, you're fine. But her own alliance members can't even look her in the eye. She should have seen the clues there. I know that's why Julie was frustrated with her, because I think, she is a fan of the show. Rachel is a fan of the show. And she just played like
Yeah. Well, Julie asked her, do you want to see your goodbye messages from the house guests?
Would you like to see your goodbye messages?
Not really, but
well, you're going to have to. Watch over here.
Not really. And it was almost as if she knew Angela had this coming. Brent, you called her the furniture. Furniture no more tonight.
Just a few bullet points to go over here.
Yeah, bullet points.
First, you talked yourself onto the block. You lied to my face and your stories make no sense. What? Our final two deal is about as irrelevant as you were week two. I'm sorry, Rachel, but you're going home.
What?
What?
Please don't curse.
Please note.
She is vile. She's awful. First of all, Angela played herself, because Rachel was saying the truth.
Yeah.
And she was loyal to her. She wasn't ever going to go against Angela. They had a final two. You're a dumb. Like, she's a dummy.
Tyler's got her all turned around.
You played yourself so bad. I feel so bad for Rachel, because she was so loyal to that alliance. But I think that level six has to open their eyes and realize that Angela is untrustworthy. Like, if you sent Rachel, your closest friend in the house, out, I would be, like, completely threatened and alarmed by Angela right now. I'd be looking, like, Brett should be looking at her like, who the hell are you? Like, you're a monster. Like, you're nuts.
I know that's true, but there is some validity to what Angela said. Not a lot, but some. Rachel made him. Here's the thing, Rob, and I hope I don't go off here, because I want to explain this to you what happened. Honestly, Rachel just made a mess of this week, and what by that I mean, she had two paths in front of her, and she couldn't pick one. She was like the ultimate defense, right? She had a path where she could be loyal to her alliance to a fault, and stick with him. Or she could try to make deals with Bay, try to hang out with that side of the house, do something with the girls. Instead, she tried to do everything. She tried to have her cake and eat it too. She's worried about Brett being on the block when she needed to worry about herself being on the block. But she's also trying to evict him. It's like she couldn't make up her mind. There was a time in Big Brother 19 where, Josh, when you were on the block and Jessica won HOH, you had a choice to make. I can, you know, maybe try to do something with Jessica, expose the fact that Paul's controlling the house.
Yeah.
Or I have this choice over here where I can stick with Paul. I can go all in on that. And hopefully that holds true. But you were depending on other people to come through for you. And it worked. But that's because you chose a path. And you stuck with it. Rachel just could not, she couldn't decide what she wanted to do. She wanted to be safe, but she also felt bad for Brett. It was just, it was such a mess. And I feel really bad for her.
This is the most upsetting part, is that she's actually a huge fan. And I know that she's friends with Jackie and all that. And for her to be loyal to a fault and not be able to catch that, I mean, even vibe that your alliance is going against you, was extremely painful. Like, It's just sad. She's going to have such a hard time, and I feel for her, but it's like, how do you not realize, you know, like, you're isolated. People are giving you the cold shoulder. You pick it up quick in that house.
Yeah.
And for her to be a fan, she should have seen it coming, but I don't know. I feel for the girl.
Julie asked Rachel, any final thoughts tonight?
Final thoughts? What are you thinking?
What's wrong with Angela?
Have you done to her? But Brent, was Angela keeping up a good poker face in the house, or could Rachel just not see it?
I mean, I think she was keeping up an average poker face, but Rachel should have been able to notice the fact that Angela could not look her in the eye, kept conversations relatively short. I know that Taryn said on the live updates that, you know, this is the danger of an alliance where they had a final two, but they purposely tried to create distance between themselves. But in doing so, they caused a little bit of dissonance in their alliance, in that they were not able to recognize when there really was a problem. And I think that's maybe the trap that Rachel fell into tonight.
It's
rough stuff for Rachel. And so, Brent, have we officially reached the jury now? Is this the jury this week, or one more week to go?
I believe so, because usually that's when they kick in the new Den of Temptation contest, whatever their hacker app.
Right.
We're in jury now.
Because you had a 9-person jury, right? Final two and a 9-person jury in Big Brother 19, right?
I think we were 11, right?
Yeah. So I think we're down to
11.
We're down to the final 11 now with 5 house guests out. So I saw that one of the tweets they put up on the bottom of the screen was Big Brother 20 best pre-jury ever. Not necessarily that the person who's running social media knows exactly what's coming up. But we do have, Julie told us about this twist, which we are going to hear about. Here is what she said on the episode.
But the next big twist of the summer, it's called the Hacker Competition. Each week, one house guest will win the power to secretly hack the game. So, how will the BB Hacker shake up the house? It all starts on Sunday.
Hasn't the BB Hacker already shook up the house, like literally, like a couple of weeks ago when he did the veto?
I ran to my laptop. I couldn't even. So that's all she said about the hack?
Yeah. So find out Sunday night when the hacker twist takes over. It's crazy to me that there's a guy who actually is a hacker, and now we have a hacker twist, Brent.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I think that's funny. Listen, you know, they're praising their lucky stars that Brett's still in the house, so he can give us diary rooms about, as a social media engineer and a hacker myself, I can tell you what you need to know about this. Like, let's cut the tea, okay? Really, you know, I was just, I put out a tweet that said, what were the unused apples from last year on the tree of temptation or whatever the hell you guys had, Josh, that nobody ever picked an apple except for Mark. I know, right? So I guarantee you, one of those is like a double veto or extra vote or whatever the hell they're going to do. I don't know. But I'm positive that's what's going to happen. It's basically, they need a contest for Sunday night. They didn't want to repeat what they did last year. The tree got very little use last year. And so they're basically doing something that's similar to it.
Yeah. Is that what you think, Josh?
I don't think so. I think that they realized the tree was a huge mistake, and I think it's going to be more impactful than the tree. I think.
Okay.
I don't think that they would. I don't know. I still don't know. I don't think they'll give the choice though.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
But I think these guys would go for the tree if they had something that was so like too. The tree.
It's a split house. At the end of the day, it's a split house. So it's, I mean, if they had something like the tree, they would go for it.
Yeah.
All right, let's be honest here, you know. I mean, I wouldn't work for the tree if I had my back on the wall, but I did it. I was in a good spot, so I didn't want the tree to come into play at all.
Yeah.
Right.
So we'll see what happens on Sunday night, and maybe we'll get some updates on that over the weekend from the live feeds. Okay, so we have this competition, and we got the name of the competition was The Gift That Keeps on Giving. Julie let us know that it is officially...
You may call them gifts, or you may call them gifs. I personally call them gifts.
Okay, so Julie and Taryn today have both come out on Team GIF, Brent. Are you a team GIF?
The creator calls it a GIF, and I've always called it a GIF. I mean, the person who actually invented it is calling it a GIF, for heaven's sakes, and says that's the correct pronunciation. So,
Josh, what do you say?
It's a GIF.
Jeff, wow. Okay, so Julie and Taryn are saying it is a GIF. Look, Brent and Josh say it's a GIF.
People in the chat are like, it's not like Jiffy peanut butter. It's not spelled that way, Brent. But I'm like, you know, hello, giraffe. Giraffe is pronounced with a soft G, and it's not spelled with a J. So
I think we're probably right, but I'm going to go with it's a GIF.
Wow.
It's a GIF. It's like giraffe.
Heated debate. Okay, man. Next LFC roundtable. That should be with the bonus question. How is it pronounced?
All right.
Okay. All right. So we get to this competition, and Brent, I'm sure you had to be on the edge of your seat as it came down to Angela and Rockstar. Oh. Rockstar so close to that elusive HOH.
I mean, Rockstar is it's up to two people. Angela and her alliance or you. And you're over here giving me faces like you don't give a shit about that you don't care about.
Please don't curse.
H-Y-H. Sorry. I'm like, that you don't care about this HOH. I'm like, Angela, do some math. I don't know. Do something. Count with your fingers. Count with your balls. I don't know. It just frustrated me to see her kind of throw it.
You think she threw it?
I don't think she threw it.
It wasn't Rachel math. Try. Yeah.
No. Yeah, she didn't try. I think that probably she didn't remember. Honestly, it's that amount of pressure. It's so, I mean, I can't even explain it. How anxious and how stressed and all the emotions at one and you're live competing. So I'll give her that. But like, Angela was right on the money. She was hitting like a freaking math.
She's
like,
close. Yeah. She almost won both showcases, Brent.
It was really close. I remember that when Tyler and Sam were up there, it was like an hour. Yeah, it was like an hour and something. So I knew it was around 3,600.
Yeah, the competition. I think it was the night that we talked to Kevin, and then it was like the competition was over by the time the podcast was over. So I knew it was about an hour.
Well, I mean, look, if you're a fan, and again, not, as Josh has pointed out, not many of these people are fans. If you're a fan and you go into the Big Brother house, you need to know that there are 3,600 seconds in an hour, because those questions come up all the flipping time. I mean, so if it's about an hour, put down 3,600. If it's about a half hour, put down 1,800. I mean, it's not that hard. Mm-hmm. Rockstar effectively put down that she thought that competition was less than 20 minutes. I mean, I know she was not there for 20 minutes, but the entire competition would last much longer. Yeah.
Brent, I was happy to see Rockstar not win, because I thought that it really decreased the chance of Rockstar blowing up tonight if she would have been the HOH. Do you agree with that? You think she would have been more likely if she had the power to then start blowing up on people?
Oh, I don't know. I think she would have been a really messy HOH. I think it's probably more fun. Yeah, because Bailey.
That would be great.
I mean, well, the one person that Bailey knew definitely voted to evict Brett was Rockstar. So if Rockstar would have won, Bailey would not have used her power. Mm-hmm. So I think it's much more up in the air now, and it's probably going to give us a livelier week this week.
Yeah. So we're going to get the power used. And so there would be a lot more excitement than if this was a regular week where Angela won the HOH. But Josh, I just feel like that this is going to be like a spike for Angela. And then I kind of feel like that her eviction is coming sooner than later.
If Angela, I'm not a fan of Angela. I think that she's born to watch. Let's just be real. She's drop dead gorgeous, but she's born to watch, and she hasn't made the episodes. Angela showed up tonight, and she did it in the diary room where nobody's watching, and she's still in good. She's still in a good position with her alliance. So if Angela's able to stay loyal to her alliance, take a shot at, well, if Bailey's power comes into play, we got to see how the week plays out. But I think that Angela could go back into, like Scotty did. HOH took a huge shot. Nobody's talking about Scotty. You know, I think that he, so I think Angela has, she's normally just a chill girl. So she could go back into like, you know, into the corner and just lay low. But I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, we'll see. Brent, what's your prediction for Angela? Do you think that this is the beginning of the end for her, or this is that she's about to take off?
I mean, I think that women like Angela, they typically do really well in Big Brother. And the thing was that coming into this week, assuming Brett was going to be evicted for the foul tape people, people like Scotty, Fessy had all talked about nominating Angela and Casey and maybe Rachel because they considered those girls as sort of coasting. Like they were basically fading into the background and they didn't like it. And plus they thought they had too much power as a threesome. Now that one of them is gone and one of them is HOH, I think that she might actually have lessened the target on her back. She's comp able. She's certainly loyal to Tyler. She doesn't have a ton of personality. So I don't think people will necessarily fear her moving forward in the game as a final two, you know, threat. And I mean, I think she's probably okay right now, but I've been wrong before.
Okay. We also saw tonight, we touched on it briefly, the hometown segment where we got to see Swaggy C, your buddy, Josh. He went to go meet Bailey's parents. Now, I know Swaggy C is your guy. He's your friend. What do you think about the outfit Swaggy C chose to wear to go meet Bailey's parents?
Swaggy is extra, and that's why I love him. Swaggy. I think it's a bit extra. I mean, Swaggy got to visit the parents. I can't even get a text back. Like, Big Brother is making...
From who? Big Brother or Swaggy C?
No, I'm saying Big Brother's making matches, you know, pairing people up. They're doing way better than The Bachelor right now. Mm-hmm. So it's funny, but I mean, Swaggy's a character, and that's why I wish he would have stay longer in the house. He would have been fun to watch, mm-hmm. but it was a bit extra.
Brent, what do you think that I'm debating whether or not I should go with this move. So it was Swaggy C t-shirt and then jacket with Swaggy C face on the back. It's one way to stop the blind sides. You got eyes on your back too. See the you see it coming.
Yes, I didn't think about that. You know, the one thing I noticed is when he shook the father's hand, he said, "What's up, bro?" I'm like, I cannot imagine going to some girl's dad and be like, "What's up, bro?" Like, I would have said, "Hello, sir. Well, how are you?" Like, no. I mean, like, it was very informal, but very that's swaggy for you.
Yeah,
I will say, great marketing from his end. Like, what, you got to wear your t-shirt on TV? Good marketing from his on a business side. Smart.
Yes, I'm sure the orders will be pouring in. People that want to walk around with the zebra Swaggy C sport coat this fall. It will be a very, very formal item. But Bailey's got a nice house too.
Yeah.
Like wow, this is like nicer than the Big Brother house.
Very true. I mean, Bailey's balling.
Yeah.
He's in a really good spot. I don't know if we touched base on Bailey, but I wish that, I don't know, her HOH, the power, it all got to her head this week, man. Mm-hmm. The way she was talking to Haley when she walked in the HOH room, and I'm rooting for Bailey. She's also one of my favorites, but I think she needs to calm down. People think that they, like, win HOH and you got your ticket straight to Final Three. It's not happening like that. You saw it with Sam and Bailey. I don't know what's going on in the HOH room, but something. I don't know, the robe, I don't know what it is, but... She definitely went on a power trip too, the way that she was treating certain people. So I say, if you're HOH, share your snacks.
Yes.
Let people walk in. Like, you're trying to win 500K. You're not trying to, you know, be the head in charge, you know?
Yeah, the queen bee. Yes.
Yeah, queen bee.
Yeah.
Better
is the word. Yeah. Brent, the key word for her all week was loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. She talked about Tyler. I know he's loyal to me. Not so much.
Not so much. And she really had a bad read on the house. And not only that, as Josh said, she totally played this badly. Again, it was like she was the queen and not the HOH. She expected people to be loyal to her. Like, you heard her in the diary room tonight. She was like, I say and people do. And I'm like, honey, that is not how Big Brother works. I don't know where you got that idea. And I mean, she got a rude awakening tonight. Mm-hmm. But the bad news is she's not HOH. I mean, the bad news for her is that she's not HOH anymore. Of course, she still has her power to back her up. But she has to know that she's vulnerable to a backdoor with that power. And I'm hoping it's setting in on her just how badly she played this week. But in some ways, she's kind of like Swaggy. And I do enjoy him as well. But some people just can't admit their faults. And I think right now, Bailey's probably thinking that she played this perfectly, but everybody else screwed up, when in reality, she had a lot to do with its failure.
They ruined her perfect week as HOH.
Yeah, she These was like, peasants. I mean, I couldn't even bear listening to that.
Yes.
She was like, this has been a perfect week. I think I've had the most, Scotty had the most perfect week as HOH.
Yes.
That's how you, two clear people in the house, a clear target. You want to try to get, and even though the person he wanted to go home didn't go home, he still succeeded.
No, you got one of
right.
them out.
He got one of them out, exactly.
Yeah.
And she could not have played this any worse. I mean, her mom said in the segment that, you know, I'm really glad my daughter won HOH because now she can find out, or now she can get her teeth in the game. I can't remember how she said it, but it's basically like that. And I'm like, this is what's going to kill your daughter's game. She was in such a good spot beforehand. Yeah. She did not need to win this contest. Okay. Oh, it was very frustrating.
Maybe she'll win the hacker app and then it'll get things back on track. You mentioned Scotty, Brent, that I have to do a request from our great friend, Brendan Villegas had requested that we talk about what did Scotty say when he went to go vote tonight?
Hi, please cast your vote to evict.
I vote to evict Brett.
Thank you. Thank you.
what is that? Is he saying thank you in a weird voice at the end?
I think he said bye now.
Bye now, that was? Let me see.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's probably by you. I mean, Scotty, look, I've grown to love him. He does have a little bit of a lisp, though. You know, not that I'm the butchest thing on the earth, but he does. Let's be real. And he just sometimes has that kind of a voice. And so I don't know. It comes out every once in a while when he's talking. I'm like, what the hell did he say? I don't know. So okay. I think it was
a character.
He's a character
and he's a game player and he's a fan. I'm rooting for Scotty. I hope that he just needs to align himself well with more people. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of people don't trust him. You know, his own alliance that he thinks he's in, they really don't trust him. So I think he needs to form stronger relationships with a few people. But Scotty is, he's definitely one to watch.
Okay.
Well, bad news for Scotty, though, because Angela is probably one of the people that really, I mean, other than Rachel, who really wanted Scotty out, I think Angela probably wants Scotty out. If she's able to nominate two people and Bailey doesn't use her power, I think Scotty is definitely one of the likely two people. In fact, Angela might even be able to trick Bailey into believing that she's going to do that. She's going to, I'm going to nominate Scotty and JC. And Bailey might buy that. If I had to place my bet right now, I think she will buy that. And I don't know what Angela will really do.
Also, I think that she's so fired up by this blind side that she's probably like all hot headed, ready to use this power. So I'm hoping that she's having that reaction and Tyler's not working her to where she just knows that she has to use the power. You get me? And her back's against the wall at this point. You're exposed. Use the power.
Yeah.
You know, save yourself.
Let's take some questions here from you guys. Hashtag RHAP. We'll get to that in just one moment. Brent, anything else from the episode tonight that we didn't touch on?
I mean, I just have to say again that Brett, you know, as somebody who was on the block and this is the second time on the block, he played this as well as he could. He was a stable alliance member, never strayed from that. Somebody else tweeted, and I can't remember who it was, that, you know, you may not like Brett, but Brett knows his role in the house. He is able to accept it. You know, he's basically the assistant coach to Tyler and is fine right now with that position in the house. And he did everything possible to give himself a chance. And it was such a leap of faith for him because he knew that's why he wanted Tyler to use the veto on him, where he was like, you know, use the vote or use the veto ban because, you know, if you don't, it's going to be a really tight vote. It was a leap of faith, sort of like Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade, where he's leaping into the head, you know. But he was able to come away with a 5-4 vote, and that means he's still in the game and could win.
Only the penitent man will pass, remember.
I know, right? Okay. And he has been like that. He's pretty humble.
Okay, so a couple of things from the diary room tonight in terms of voting. JC gave us a new one after his vote.
Please take care of your pets.
Please.
What did he say?
Please take care of your pets, Brent, like Bob Barker.
Oh, my God. How could I have missed that, Rob?
Please take care of your pets.
As someone who was on The Price is Right with Bob Barker, I should have picked up on that.
Maybe. Was he talking to Brett about his pits?
Please take out of your pants.
Guys, JC, literally, if you came to family barbecue, everyone sounds like JC. It's like, I don't know what it is about.
Now, Josh, you like.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You know, you like JC, right?
I do like JC. Do I think that JC is crazy? Yes. Damn right. And I think he says some things where you're like, JC,
right. Yeah.
Shut up. But he's entertaining to watch. He's a character, and he reminds me a lot of my cousins back home. They're not as crazy as him, and they have a conscious, you know, they would know they're on TV. But, yeah, he's funny. He's funny to watch. I like him.
I like him, too.
Okay, and then Sam voted, and then let's what is she saying here?
Happy birthday, Bailey. Happy birthday, Bree from Bailey.
Wait, what? It's somebody's Bailey's birthday? Brent, what do you get what she's trying to say here?
No, it was like happy birthday, Bailey. Happy birthday, something from Bailey, or I don't know what the hell she's saying. I can't
like
understand.
The Bailey that's in the house.
I don't know.
Can I say something about Sam?
Yes.
I loved Sam early on, and I still love her. I think that she's a genuine good girl as a person. But as a game player, you nominated two girls based on personal attacks, I would say. Not only that, you're preaching women empowerment, but then you go to Tyler. Oh, whichever way you want me to vote. And you go against the girl. I'm like, what? I don't get it, Sam. Okay. I don't get it. I don't get where her head's at. But still love Sam, but geez.
So the chat room is saying that Bree is Bae's sister. So, but then Sam's voting against Bae's wishes.
I can't believe. Oh, my daughter's sister's birthday.
That's how all we needed. You? Yeah, I was waiting for a well, Rockstar said she had a buddy system. I don't know if she actually went through with it, but she said she had a buddy system because she expected to be attacked by Brett tonight. I'm sure she's just thanking her lucky stars that her name wasn't in his speech anywhere.
Yeah. All right. Let's take some questions. Okay. This is our first question. Did production screw Rachel over by having her give her speech first and having Brett go second? Brent, did you think anything of this the way that they ordered the speeches?
No, they didn't screw Rachel over. They screwed us over. That's who they screwed over. Wow. I don't believe it.
Because she could have,
Go ahead. Go ahead, Josh, bitch.
I think that they should have gave her the chance to be like, all right, you want to expose me? Let's do this and go off. But they didn't. And she was blindsided and booked it. But I think they should have gave her the chance to react to what he was saying. You know, that would have been way better.
Yeah. Josh, could she say, could she stand up and say like, can I respond to that? Like, would Julie say, nope, sorry, you can't. No, I feel like they would have let her.
No, we can't interrupt, even though I did it sometimes. Yeah, you can't interrupt while somebody else is giving the
speech. Listen, Rob, she needed to ask for forgiveness, not permission. She doesn't need to say, can I respond to that? She just needs to get the hell up and respond to that.
Right.
You know, what can they do?
Josh, this was a question. I'm not sure if we have it or not, but this was something that I saw on Twitter earlier tonight. So we went to a commercial break in the voting. I think it was 2-2 at that point. We went to a long commercial break. I'm sure it must have been very uncomfortable there. Is there chatting that goes on between the house guests during a live vote like that? Or is that like on lockdown where, you know, if somebody just starts like if Rachel just started saying like defending herself in that moment, what would have happened?
Well, yeah, people start talking, but they usually start to, you can't talk. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we still do it. You still talk and you still engage. They shut you up real quick. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it speaks to maybe, you know, Rachel, you know, being too, like, it's weird because she was too worked up about certain things and then too passive about certain things. And this was a little bit of like, you know, having strike three called over the plate while she's not, you know, taking that swing to defend herself.
Yeah. I think that she was shocked. That's all I can say. I think that she was completely shocked. She had no idea. And way too trusting of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want to say, let's say hammock, Angela, like it just, she got screwed, man. And I feel bad for her.
Poor
I feel
Rachel.
Really, really bad for her.
Poor Rachel. Okay. Yeah. This is from Cynthia. Do you think that production intentionally allowed Brett to go second because they didn't want Rachel to reveal level six? Okay. Now we're getting into the aluminum foil hat theories. Brent, do you think that they were, as a not level six lover, would you go as far as to say as there was a pro level six bent on tonight?
I mean, look, if you want to think that way, fine. I honestly don't care about stuff like that. Rachel could have exposed level six once the votes came in. She could have taken a minute and a half to hug everybody and tell everybody what's going on. She had to know what was probably happening. I think that I don't think that Rachel says anything much before the vote, because from her point of view, I think, I can't remember if she said this to Julie or was on Twitter, but she said she thought it was a moment of desperation from Brett. So I don't think she put much stock into the things that he said. I think she thought, you know what, Brett can say what he wants, but the votes don't change right before Julie says, let's vote. So let's just go ahead and vote. He'll be evicted. I'll clean it up later. So I don't think she would have said anything, even if she did have the chance, but I would have liked to seen it.
Okay. Let's take this question. This is from Annie. Annie says, okay, Josh, I have a question. Brett's speech was really great, but I was really distracted by his sweat stains. Of course, you want to make sure about that on eviction night.
Please take out of your beds.
Yeah, does the house run warm on eviction night, or was he just nervous? What are your thoughts? There's no difference in the temperature on eviction night, right?
No, that house is freezing cold all the time. The thing is, your nerves, I would, like, if I wasn't on the block and being targeted and I knew I was safe and I knew how it was going to play out, I was still nervous. It's, I can't even put the words to it. It's the most nerve-wracking thing. You're sitting there, they shut you up, you know, you're sitting there while the clips are playing. So especially being on the block, You have no idea what's going to happen. You know, you can be blindsided. So I think that he was really nervous. And he knew he was going to blow up the house.
Yeah.
So that's his nerves. But that house is freezing.
Yeah. And I was sweating sitting there waiting to watch it. So we'll cut Brett some slack.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There's a question from Golden. Will Brett use his cybersecurity skills to defend the house from the hacker twist? Josh, do you think that he will be able to use his past experience to take advantage of this new power in the house?
No shot.
No shot. Yeah.
No shot at all.
Okay. Let's take this question. This is one that I'm sure a lot of people have wanted to ask you. Okay. This is from L. Did Rockstar bang the pots and pans Shizzo that she could be like you and Evil Dick so she would win the game? It's a 100% guaranteed and effective strategy so far. All right, Josh, what did you think about the pots and pans coming up this season?
I thought it was funny, but so a lot of people, a lot of people thought that I did it to be crazy and obnoxious, and you're completely right. But it first started with strategy. They thought I was going home, and we had a mental comp we were studying for. I didn't want Mark, Cody, or Elena to study, so I was banging pots from 8 in the morning to the minute I was going home. Well, supposedly going home. So it was to throw them off a game, and then it just became of like, you know, it got really crazy in there.
Yeah.
No, I think that Rockstar, it just put a huge target on her back, and it wasn't smart. It wasn't strategic. Not saying that me banging pots and pans the whole time was. No, it was definitely to get under people's skin. But I think it was a fail for her. But it was funny to watch.
But you know, call me crazy, but I think that this has now become super iconic and part of the show. In that, I think we're going to see a contestant bang pots and pans at least once from here on out for the next 5 years. I think that it's just become part of the psychology of, oh, I need my, you know, this will be a great TV moment if I bang the pots and pans. I think you inspired Rockstar, and somebody who's sitting here is going to watch, you know, be on Big Brother 21 and then go to pull that same move.
I hope not.
You brought it back, and now it's here to stay.
Let's clear something up before I have Evil Dick's people troll me on Twitter.
He did it first. Then nobody did it for a long time. You brought it back, and now I think it's part of the culture of the show.
He did it first, and I did it. We both ended up winning. So who knows if this is? I don't know what it is. There's also one thing that a fan pointed out to me that I'm saying the last two to walk in or the first two to walk in are the ones in final two, like it happened with Gina and Andy. I didn't realize that me and Paul were the last two to walk in the house our season. So I'm like, now I'm looking like who walked in first or who walked in last. So it's like with the pop bang. I don't know.
And go back to the first night that I'm pretty sure that Tyler and Bailey were in that first group. And Tyler like slowed down and he made sure he let Bailey go in that house ahead of him. He did not want to be that first person in the house.
Tyler's a fan.
He knows. He knows what he's doing. Okay, we should have known on that first night. Okay, Matt wants to know, how crazy is that all the house guests have friends and family with birthdays being on Thursdays? Yeah, it is crazy. Do we think that, Josh, tell me this. You know that they frown upon these shout-outs. Do we think that people are making up birthdays just to like, well, okay, it was a birthday, so I guess we'll let it slide?
So this is what happened with our season. Everybody knows that we're live on Thursday and everyone's watching. So that's the day that so if their birthday was that month, they would give the shout out, you know, but I don't think it was that day, like, you know, that Thursday, but we would give shout out. I never gave a shout out cause I was terrified of production, but yeah, people do give shout outs, but it's usually the month, not that.
So many birthdays. Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. Emily wants to know, for Josh, fellow Miami native here, based on the season's cast, is there anyone that reminds you of a cast member from your season? If so, why?
Wow. Good question. I mean, so many people. I feel like when this cast first walked in, I was looking like at replicas from past seasons. It's funny. Fessie reminds me of Mark. JC reminds me of Tyler reminds me of Paul. Angela reminded me of Rachel reminded me of Jessica.
Yeah,
so there's so many similarities and based on looks and things like that, but no, I think now everybody, you know, you get to see their personalities and you get to see their gameplay, so it's different. But yeah, at first I did feel that vibe of like, whoa, this is way too familiar.
Okay. All right. Let's go to this question. This is from Mac, who says, Taryn and the LFC had it all wrong from the beginning. Angela has been the player, along with Brett. Best players in the house with Tyler, BB20, RHAP, best HOH winner so far. Angela, Brent, true or false?
I mean, we don't know. She just became HOH. How can I call her the best HOH ever? She just won. I mean, I thought Bailey. I mean, I remember Josh was tweeting 6 or 7 days ago about how excited, and I was too, that Bailey was the HOH, and then look what happened there. So it blew up in her face. So who knows what will happen? I think Angela's going to be a no drama HOH, but let's be real, it's going to be Tyler's HOH, but it's going to be Angela in the chair. So
Mac, I highly disagree with you. I think that she is irrelevant, like you said. And she showed up on week what week are we on? Six?
Five. Well, yeah, five? It's the start of six. Yeah,
hopefully she picks it up and you know she starts gaming, but I don't see her being at the forefront or the best HOH. Yeah. So, buddy, you played yourself.
To me, I almost feel like that she is like one of these people where, like on Survivor, where it's like, oh, Purple Chelsea, haven't seen her all of a sudden. And now all of a sudden it's like visibility spike, like right before she ends up then, you know, tanking her game
I thought it was more like Michelle Fitzgerald, where like, you know, she says something like right before the jury. And then you're like, well, that's going to be the winner. So I don't know. I mean, like, I don't want her to be the winner.
That's to do with Edgic. That's a different story.
I know. I'm just saying that, you know, she finally got her attention right now with an iconic line or confessional right before the jury phase, which is similar to, you know, Bro, I Know from Survivor. It's not a perfect analogy, but I mean, I think she could be on the same trajectory. She's certainly the same kind of no drama female who is strong in competition.
No drama? Brent.
She in the diary room. She's yeah. Drama. She never said that kind of stuff out loud. It was she was pretty quiet all week.
Yeah.
Also, it's really early on to pick a winner, but I think that level six, you know, if somebody makes it to the end, one of them is going to end up winning. Also, the whole woman's alliance and the whole girls' alliance and all that. If Casey makes it to the end, Casey's not pissing anybody off. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody's really talking about Casey, but her social game is good. She's likable. She's in a big alliance. She's protected, and she has bigger targets around her. So if Casey makes it to the end, she might win. Do I see Angela winning? Hell no, because she's not likable. You get me? I don't see Haley. well, I do see Haley voting for her, but it's early on, but I don't see Angela winning. I would say Casey, though.
Right. Where between those two, it's like you could see people from Faute voting for Casey, where it'd be more unlikely that they're voting for, depending on who she's up against. They don't love Angela, whereas they have a better feelings about Casey.
I will say right now, Tyler makes it to final two. Tyler is winning. Why? Because, he's playing the hell out of everybody. But he's likable and everyone likes him. And I think if he owns it and he's like, listen, guys, I had to. I came here to win. Done. No, whoever's sitting next to him, it's a wrap. Like, he's winning.
Okay. This from Teton Jones. So are we agreed that the Swaley segment is something that they cooked up at the 11th hour since Caitlyn's eviction kept this from being a double? Josh, what do you think? On the fly, did they say, okay, let's do, Swaggy C, go meet Bailey's parents because this was going to be a double eviction tonight?
No, I think that there's no showmances in the house and we all love a good showmance. So I think that they had to, plug it in.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Kurt Clark, he's saying conspiracy. That was adorable. Let's see the real footage of when Chris met Bailey's parents, not their fourth meeting. Thanks. Do we know? Was that it? Was that the first meeting? Do we have that on that? We don't know.
It was maybe the first meeting, but you have to think they would have said something beforehand. Yeah. Although I don't know, Rob, you could see there were television cameras already in the house when he got to the door and outside.
And I'm sure, based on things he said about like selling the t-shirts, Bailey's parents approve of this, they had been in, probably close communication over this time, but maybe, they don't live in the same town. So I would think it was the first face-to-face meeting. I think he's only been out of the house, 3 weeks? So
right. I'm like
he flew to go meet Bailey's parents while they're not there. Okay. A couple other questions. Cynthia wants to know, do you think Faute is reacting to Bay's power app? Will they let it go in order to work together or perhaps turn on each other? Josh, how do you think that Bailey's alliance is going to react? Does she have to like huddle up with them tonight and say, okay, let me come clean to you guys about what's going on with the power app?
Oh, 100% she has to. I mean, Rachel? Out of all people, Rachel? She has to do that. She has to do massive damage control. But also, I think that Rockstar and Haley are rubbed off the wrong way with how she's been acting as her HOH. So she has to do, she has to put in work. And hopefully, I don't know why I'm still sticking by them and I'm still rooting for them, but hopefully they work it out because...
they're the underdogs.
Yeah.
But you hope they're going to get it together one day. I'm a Mets fan. I know how this goes.
That's it, Rob.
They make it so hard for me, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, they make it so hard for us, but I'm rooting for them as well. But she's going to have to own it first. I mean, I don't know. She might be dumb enough to believe, even though Brett, not only did Brett call it out, but he also said what it was, the ability to change the nominations. So she has to believe him, number one, and believe that everybody believes him. Otherwise, she might actually try to deny it. That would be a terrible miscalculation.
Oh, no, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. This is a good question. This is from Craig. Are you guys surprised that nobody in the house has wondered if the Hinkie votes could be from an America's Player? Josh, who was getting some blame for being America's Player last season? Was that thrown at Kevin?
I think it was thrown at Kevin. Yeah, I think Kevin was. Yeah, I think we thought Kevin was America's Player. For sure, 100%. Yeah.
Nobody's talking about that, though, right, Brent?
True.
No, I think that's because there's not very many fans in the house. I don't even think these people know who Eric Stein is. So give me a break. They don't know what America's Player is.
Scotty knew who he was. He had to explain it to Swaggy.
Scotty was one of the Hinkie votes, so he's not going to bring it up. Tyler was one of the votes from last week that was hiding, so he's not going to bring it up. I think that I have no idea. But, no,
but the fact that they don't even quite, like the fact that they move on with their day. Oh, somebody threw the vote. All right, let's cook. Like, no, like sit there and actually think about it. Like sit as a group, like Falte has to sit as an alliance and try to figure it out. And they did, and they never put your finger at Tyler.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? It's just crazy to me. I don't know.
Well, all
know
Tyler has to say is like, yeah, that is crazy. Who do you think it is? Because I think it's you. Yeah.
But I will say something. Tyler was made for Big Brother. He was made. You have the way he's playing dumb. He seems naive. the way that he's letting people think that he's an asset and they have him in his pocket. People are going to hate me for this, but I see a lot of similarity in Paul's game also, but in mine, where he's kind of playing dumb in a sense. Mm-hmm. And that's the, you want to be underestimated. Bailey fell for it. He literally like gave it to her in a platter and she ate it up. So it's like, he's playing such a good game. I love and I admire that he's such a fan and he's crushing it. Yeah. You know, he's killing it.
Yeah. Let's go to Leslie. If Bailey doesn't misquote Tyler about what was said about putting Angela up to Rachel, does Brett go up tonight instead of Rachel? Brent, you know, it was a misunderstanding or a little bit of maybe not great memory on the part of Bailey when she was talking to Rachel about all this. That was that one conversation. What was the final nail in the coffin for Rachel?
Well, I mean, Tyler already preferred, this is the one thing that Rachel did read correctly, that Tyler definitely preferred to keep Brett over her, that he wanted Brett in the house as a good shield for him. And she sensed that early on. This is before the veto ceremony came true. But I think that that was definitely something that helped. First of all, this is one of those instances where you talked about with Taryn, like everybody believes they're telling the truth. In that moment, like, you know, Tyler believes he's telling the truth about what Bailey said. Bailey believes she's telling the truth. Bailey even confronted Rachel after the fact, like, because when she found out that Rachel was telling people that she said Angela would have been the replacement nominee. She's like, why did you say I said that? So she knew that she's believing that she said that, even though that's not really how it happened. So I think it was just, it's a little bit unfortunate. What's not unfortunate is the way Rachel reacted to it. She totally bought Bailey hook, line, and sinker. And the reason she bought Bailey was because Bailey told her about the power app. So she's like, well, why would she lie to me about this if she told her about the power app? She's never allowing for the possibility that maybe she's lying to you here and telling you the truth here for a little bit of misdirection, and that's what was happening.
Okay. There's a question from Susan. How does Josh feel his season has changed Big Brother? Do you feel that way at all?
I don't. I really don't. I think that every season... that's a good question. I think that every season brings something different, and I don't think it's changed it. I would say for the past few seasons, we have had vets. Shout out to all the vets. I mean, I would love to come back and play, but it is awesome to see that you don't need a vet in the house.
Yes.
To be controlling everything. Tyler's doing it and he's not a vet. So for all of those that, you know, gave smack to, you know, my friend for saying, oh, you know, I can't even find the word but it's like, you know, there's an advantage. There's an advantage because they know the game before. Tyler's doing it. And so, you know, he's proving that fact. That I think you just have to have a good read, a good pulse on the game, and, you know, be a huge fan. Watch the feed. I feel like if you watch feed, you know, you don't know what it is to be in that house, but it does give you an idea. And I think that Tyler's a huge feeds watcher. So, that's why he's playing so good. But yeah, I don't think it changes it.
I do think there was a couple of things I'm not sure if it was Julie or Allison Grodner said in the preseason that they didn't want to bring a returnee back again this season because they felt like that really stifled the gameplay. So I don't think that we will get that with somebody who I could see potentially bringing back like a Caitlin or somebody who is going to be a real wild card, but maybe not necessarily somebody who's going to be, with all due respect, the mastermind of the game. And then also, I do feel like that there is a very aggressive play in this season as opposed to a lot of people playing more defensively in Big Brother 19. And kudos to you for making it work for the win. But I do feel like that everybody has come out a lot more aggressive, maybe in response to Big Brother 19. Do you agree with that?
I completely agree. Listen, I'm a huge fan. I won my season, so I love my season. But I will say, as a fan, it is so awesome to watch a split house, the divide, the flips each week, the blind sides. I love it. And, there hasn't been a season like this in a long time. So for sure, as a fan, I wanted to be split house and all that stuff. But you have to. When everybody says that there's a certain way to play the game, it's easy to talk from the outside. But if you're really going for that win, or if you're really trying to make it far, you got to keep your mouth shut, keep your cards closed, act when you need to act, and fall back when you don't have to. Take a step back and let it play out. So at moments in that house, it was hard for me to do that. But, I mean, I had to do what I had to do to win, but I for sure enjoyed this season way more. Because I'm not in there. You know, I'm not going through.
Yeah, Rob. I think that there are two things that happened moving forward from last season, especially even though you can look at Big Brother Canada 6 and also this season. People do not want to be sheep. They do not want to be the person who was basically fooled by the mastermind. Mm-hmm. So they're going to take their games more into their own hands, number one. And number two, I do believe that the people who get to the end of the game, they will own their shit a lot more than what Paul did. I think the fact that Paul lost 2 votes back-to-back, 5-4, and was really indicted for not owning his game moves at the end of the game. I don't think you'll see somebody like Tyler make that mistake at the end of the game. I think most people would.
Okay. That's what I said earlier. He'll definitely own his game, and he's likable. So if he's in the end, he's going to win, yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about what's coming up next here on Rob is a Podcast. Of course, what a week it was on the MTV Challenge. I watched it this week. Josh, do you watch that show? Do you watch any of these Big Brother 18 alumni being crazy on here?
I do watch it, and I am rooting for all my BB fam. So, yeah, I mean, Paulie was nuts the other night.
He was. Here's a clip from Paulie Calafiore on the challenge this week.
I did you a favor, bro. Your girl was f***ing her ex in the redemption house. Told him she loved him, too.
That's amazing.
He's hell crazy.
Yeah. Blow
he's,
shit up. Call people up. Expose some shit.
It's crazy. He's lost it. He lost it. So check out we have with Ali Lasher and Brian Cohen. Check out our Challenge Final Reckoning wrap up. I also talked about the latest MTV Big Brother Fear Factor as well up on Rob's Podcast. We've got also coming up. There it is. Sorry, I'm going out of order. I'm throwing Scott off. Yeah, Survivor, a couple of Survivor people versus Big Brother on Fear Factor. If you have to want to check that out, yes, Josh.
I'm going to say this. So I got the call for that. Me and Joy got the call for Fear Factor, and we were under contract and couldn't do it. And my parents are huge Fear Factor fans. So I was so bummed, but I was happy that I saw, some people that I was huge fans of on. So that was
cool. Who were you going to do it with?
It was me and Christmas.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Very fun Fear Factor podcast up on Rob is a Podcast. Of course, News AF as well, talking about all of the latest goings on. And I'm not sure what that is that we talked about, but lots of always fun stuff on News AF. Yeah, what is that? That's weird. American Ninja Warrior wrap up is back. Taryn Lita was traveling, but she's back. Taryn Lita talking about Miami, Josh's city, Miami City Finals on American Ninja Warrior.
Nice.
Yeah. That's, of course, a Fear Factor. And then on the Survivor New Zealand deep dive, Dave from Survivor New Zealand, the international Survivor has been lit all summer long. So check out what Shannon Gates has to talk about with Dave. Angela's HOH, what's she going to do? Find out tomorrow morning. It's been Taryn and Puya mostly on Friday. So check that out. Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. And then on Sunday night, the Hacker Challenge. We will see that. We will find out who Angela puts up on the block. Did the Power app get used? And much more. And it should be a really fun show. Scheduled to be joined here in the studio by Alex and Morgan Willett coming up on Sunday. So that should be a fun show this Sunday night. And of course, you want to talk about the International Survivor, Big Brother, what have you, come on in and join the Rob Has a Podcast patron community. Go to robhasawebsite.com/patron for more information of everything we've got going on. And Josh, thank you so much for joining us. You're a fantastic guest. So much fun to go through everything from a very exciting night.
Thank you guys for having me. Honestly, I have the best time when I do these podcasts with you guys. So hopefully I'll be back. But yeah, this was fun and a great episode to cover.
Yes, great episode. And yeah, anytime you want to come back, you let us know.
Done. Don't tell me that because I won't let you get through.
Yeah.
I won't let you guys get in the word.
Yes. Anything you want people to check out?
My Twitter. I'm so hooked on this season. So if you want to see me talk nonsense, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Josh_Martinez_Twitter, Josh MBB19. And yeah, stay tuned.
Okay. All right. Oh, very cryptic. Are you dropping a fitness app?
No shot. I'm not that guy. Listen, I'm excited. I have the opportunities. I get to be a fan, first and foremost. So that's the best thing. But I have enjoyed the ride. But I think that I was able to play, and I'm back to being the fan that I was. And that, for me, is the best.
Yes.
No, I'm not going to drop an app.
It's the best way to play it, Josh.
Yes. Brett, anything else that you want to throw out there?
I'm still trying to wiggle my way onto an American Ninja Warrior podcast, but failing that, you can always. I love it. I watch it all the time. Taryn knows that. He's just trying. He's intentionally trying to sabotage me. But I'm excited for the feeds tomorrow. Should be a good show with Taryn and hopefully Puya on the live feed update tomorrow, because I know tonight's going to be lit. No spoilers here, but basically the house guests don't know what's happening. It's the same old Rob. Mm-hmm. The Falte people, it's like four people running around with their heads cut off. So I have no confidence that they'll be able to figure anything out. So anything is possible moving forward in the week. And you can always find me on Twitter at One Lucky Gay. That's one spelled out, O-N-E. And thank you for having me.
Okay. All right. And, you know, I didn't mention it, but also Nick Iadanza will have full coverage of the first week of Australian Survivor with special guest Stephen Fishback coming up in the next couple of days. So be on the lookout for that as well. Okay. Have a good one, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon. Take care. Thanks so much, Scott St. Pierre, behind the scenes. All right. Bye.
Bye, guys.